should be triggering it right now. So everything that's happening from this moment on for the next 10, 15 minutes, you're not going to remember anything. And actually what's going to happen is we're going into sort of a time continuum now. This is going to last for hours and hours. But when you go home tonight, it's going to feel like it only lasted for about 10 seconds. And Paul, you ready? Okay, click it in, Paul. He's pushing in this thing here right now. And what we're going to do is we need actually to get some sound effects here. So we're taking the building, and Paul's put a big rig, the building, on a huge pole on the outside. So what's happening right now is you're feeling your feet, and your feet are basically pressed against the floor. And if you can just feel your feet press against the floor, your feet are now, because if you can just hold on with the weight of your feet, just feel your weight going through your feet into the floor, and your hands are hanging, all your weight is going down, because right now Paul is starting the, I can feel it, he's tilting the building upside down. And just make sure you keep you feeling that the weight of your, you know, the weight of your body going through your feet into the floor, because he's tilting it right now, and we're almost upside down. Okay, now we're there. We're hanging upside down. We're hanging by our feet. So make sure that you keep your feet, because we wouldn't want anybody falling down to the what used to be the ceiling, but to what's now the floor. And now that we're hanging by our feet, Paul's going to start the wobbling back and forth button, shaking the building back and forth. And it's just kind of letting everything, Paul, fall out of your head. And you're hanging by your feet here now. We're all just jiggling from the bottom here, jiggling from our feet as we're standing here. There's sort of some force outside the building now. You're hanging by your feet from the top of the thing. We're wiggling. We're hanging. We're hanging by our feet. We're wiggling. And the bottom of your feet now, where the floor is starting to sort of become transparent. And all around you, you can see New Brunswick, and you can see up in the sky there, New York over here, Philadelphia, and Trenton. And what's happening is your bodies are starting to stretch out through your feet. So your feet are pulling and stretching out. And Paul is jiggling the building for us to help us stretch out. We're stretching out more and more and more. And slowly our heads start to leave, and we're kind of going up into space, hanging by our feet. And as we hang, we're getting long and thin, and stretching more and more. And you can look down. If you look down, you'll see New York kind of spreading out over there in that direction, and Philadelphia and Trenton and the whole thing, and getting a little higher, and you see the ocean. And now Paul's taking us out over the ocean, and we're hanging upside down by this thing out of the ocean, jiggling around, and he kind of starts to swoop down by the ocean and swoop a little lower, and then he starts pulling up even higher now. We're lifting up higher and lifting up higher from our feet. As we lift up higher, he starts to tilt it back over again. So you guys can relax your feet now, because we're going to be standing up on the thing again. And now we're basically on this sheet of glass, and we're going out over the ocean. And we're lifting up so that the whole earth starts to get smaller and smaller as we go away. And we're basically kind of surfing through space on this sheet of glass. And you can see how I'm going higher and higher. Slowly the earth kind of starts to disappear, and the moon. And you can see the whole solar system. We're getting farther away in the galaxy. And we start going so deep into space that there's no planets. There's no more stars drifting off, until it's just sheer blackness. And we're just floating in blackness now on this sheet of metal. And since we're floating in space, we can now disconnect our feet from the thing, and the sheet of glass just starts to just drift away. It just sets us free now, floating in space. We're floating in space free, but we're kind of, any gravitational pull from our bodies is holding us together. We slowly start to drift, and we're drifting and drifting through space, and then off in the distance we see the tiniest, tiniest, tiniest little speck. And this is kind of like, if you think about Horton Hears a Who, you know, the Dr. Seuss thing, it's just a little speck, it's insignificant, right? But when we start to get closer to it, we're drifting towards it, it starts to look like a little ball now. And then as we get closer, it looks like sort of an amorphous blob of something going out. It's kind of greenish haze around it. We keep getting closer and closer, and as we get closer, we see that it's huge. It's a huge, massive, massive thing floating in space, and closer, filling up our whole field of vision now, but we still aren't up to it. We're getting closer and closer, and now it just becomes green and like an atmosphere, and we're going into this green atmosphere, and we look down, and we're floating in, and we're coming down closer. We start to see some sort of land down underneath us, and we look down at it, and we see the green field drifting off into the distance as far as we can see on one side. We see a huge forest going off in the other direction as far as we can see it. A jagged, enormous, jagged mountain coming up out of the thing. A mountain with clouds all above the top of it. It's so high, it's up in the clouds. And we're floating down, and we realize that we've come to
Game Hands.
mountain, and we see this little guy climbing up the mountain, and we know that it's Colonel Foreman. Colonel Foreman is climbing up the mountain, and we know that Gamehenge, we start to kind of know in our mind that Gamehenge is, used to be inhabited by these peaceful people. They were taken over by the evil King Wilson, and Colonel Foreman is climbing up the mountain right now to try to find the great and knowledgeable Iculus, the god who lives on top of the mountain, and he's going to get the Helping Friendly Book. And the Helping Friendly Book is in the castle. So in order to get the Helping Friendly Book right now, he needs to call on the famous Mockingbird. So we start to see the famous Mockingbird flying out of the sky. And he's coming down, flying down. And you hear him. And he lands on Iculus' shoulder. And Iculus sends him off to get the Helping Friendly Book and bring it back to the people of Gamehenge. So thank you for coming with us. You're still in Gamehenge now. But when you go home, you're going to think this was all just some story I told because of what the gas did to your head. But really, it actually happened. Here comes the famous Mockingbird now.